This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your message to Hillary Clinton?
Well, I don't think Hillary Clinton is particularly important anymore. But what the Democratic Party is important. It's important to have a strong opposition. And the Democratic Party now has a moment where it can go through a reformation. But it can only go through that reformation if it looks at the genuine reasons for the loss. The genuine reasons, to my mind, for the loss is because the rigging of the primary process. They didn't pick the strongest candidate. So there's an internal market, which is the primary process. You battle it out with the different contenders. And the idea is that the strongest candidate is what you then send off into the main election. That didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Because the DNC, it was rigged. The DNC no longer represented the genuine interests of the Democratic Party. And that's the problem. So my message to the US Democratic Party is now is a moment for reformation and for renewal of the Democratic Party. Take the information that we have published, which shows who the different players are and how they work within the DNC.
Learn from it. Clinton,
learn from it and reform. And because every government has to have a strong opposition to keep it efficient, accountable, honest, etc.
Let me ask about your message to Barack Obama through this prism. He's now joined the ranks of blaming WikiLeaks and Russia and hacking for having an influence in the election, meanwhile ignoring the documents from China, his own attempt to influence the Israeli election. But what would your message to him be?
Well, there is a documented attempt to interfere with the election. We published it, which is the rigging of the primary process.
What an irony, right?
Yeah.
There's the proof, but he's not focused on that.
Right. Barack Obama, as an elder statesman, he should be helping this reformation in the Democratic Party. That should be his natural position. And to do that properly, he has to be seen as someone who's independent and trustworthy by the Democratic
Party. An elder statesman.
He has to pull away entirely from that Hillary Clinton network. Pull away entirely. Say, this was a problem. We've got to learn from it. He's not saying that. And I think it's just a terrible thing for the Democratic Party that he isn't. And frankly, it's not good for him either. He needs to be seen now as someone that's above all that, that he's above the fray. He's a fair arbitrator of the different factions.
What would your advice to the incoming president, the president-elect, Donald Trump, be?
I think it's to learn from that, to learn from the mistakes that were committed by Hillary Clinton, learn from the mistakes of Barack Obama, especially in this area of transparency. If you can get the information out as soon as possible, then you can correct as soon as possible. So I think that Donald Trump, early on in his administration, he needs to set a standard. He needs to go to someone in that cabinet. Okay, you're a friend, maybe even ally, but you did the wrong thing here by the American people, so you're fired. And that standard needs to be set early, that no one is immune to betraying their role.
He can be honest, transparent, and forthright without using the media too, which has been proven to be hostile.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that he's seeing that he can go straight to the public and not have to massage the interests of media proprietors who have many different interests or the journalistic class, which has other interests as well.
Very few people in the media, and there was even one major national news organization that were willing to cover the depth of what WikiLeaks revealed, what these emails revealed, what were the contents of these emails. Now, I have, for example, a lot of the major headlines. You know, you've got the collusion between media organizations, giving Hillary Clinton questions ahead of time, asking for questions that they can ask Republicans in a particular campaign. They're up to their eyeballs.
Giving Donna Brazile the
Donna
debate
Brazile
questions.
Is one. John Harwood is another. Katie Couric offering to showcase her personality. In other words, a fluff piece for her. And it goes further than that. Reuters, you know, then you have the New York Times and Politico, and they are literally giving them editing opportunities before an article is.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, that's our mission. Okay, we got to get this country back on track. That means we're all in because this is a government of, for, and by we the people, not the elites. The elites is what got us into this mess to begin with. We're only hoping that Donald Trump and his new administration will help us on that road that will get us back on track. No question, you know, when you still have 7 out of 10 of us saying we're on the wrong track, we're hopeful that we can get on the right track. But, hey, look, at hope can only take you so far. We've got some heavy lifting to do here. It's not going to be an overnight kind of thing. I know many would like that to be the case. We've got to get through the process. Took us a while to get here. It's going to take us a while to get out of it. It's not going to happen in the first 100 days. Sorry to disappoint you, Virginia. But that's just the way it turns, and it even turns much slower on the Beltway, as you can imagine. I mean, the 115th Congress just got underway, and we're hearing all kinds of incredible stories. But such is the nature, because of this divided country. I mean, it's not like you expected the mainstream media to come alongside and be able to filter out what is going on and draw the positive, and let's talk about that. Now, let's get whatever little bit of negative we can, and we'll focus and chew on that and drive everybody else nuts and think, oh, my goodness, did I make a mistake here? Is this what happened? But let me tell you, sir, because we're waiting for Israel Ortega to connect with us. Israel, of course, it's always good to have Israel with us. He's a writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. And we're going to be talking about Obamacare. But let me tell you what happens. And this happens in life, in relationships, whatever. It's called the four R's. I'll share that with you, okay? The first R is romance. You know, when Donald Trump was elected in November, you know, the country, let's say half the country, just had this elation, and they were incredibly optimistic and hopeful about, you know, the new opportunity that this country, that maybe the country was saved. You know, that's the fact. And as we've been saying the last couple of days, you know, we're looking all at the same glass. Some of us are looking at it as half full and half empty. But anyway, so we vote in Donald Trump, and we're very optimistic, and now we're in that romance stage is what they call it. This is called the four R's. Okay, so the first R is romance. The second one is reality. Reality is Donald Trump tweets. And you go, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. You know, that's who he is. And you see this, and it kind of gets a little bit bothersome. Or, you know, the media brings up a point. Or the Russians step in or something. But that's reality, okay? And then what happens, you start to think, gosh, did my vote really count? Did I really make the smartest vote I could make? And that's the third R. So you have romance, you have reality, then you have the third R, which is rejection, and you start to question the choice that you made. Now, everybody will go through this. This is, I even tell people when I was consulting organizations, when they hired new people, they could count on a new person going through and hitting that third R that third stage of the four R's within 72 hours. So within 72 hours, people will cycle in, they'll hit rejection, and question their intelligence, question whether or not they made the right choice. It's a natural function that goes on. Okay, so now you got romance, you got reality, you got rejection, and then you get the fourth R. The fourth R is called readjustment. Now, what happens in readjustment is hopefully you have a mentor, or a manager, somebody that is kind of a little bit more grounded. They can kind of bring you back to center and say, look, hey, this is what was going on. This was all the insanity that was happening in our country. We had to fix it. Who better to fix it than somebody maybe from the outside, maybe a businessman, maybe if we, you know, because a lot of the things that we question are business deficient. And what happens if we got a true chief executive officer, a true CEO running our government? Would that be novel? Could that be incredible? And so then you start, oh, okay, I was smart after all. So that was a good deal. So those are the four R's. So you got romance, you got reality, rejection, and readjustment. So what's happening right now, especially in light of the 115th Congress, is people are being readjusted. And right now, to readjust us is real Ortega. Is, I don't know if you had a chance to hear about my four R scenario, but I think this is what our country is going through. And I caution everybody, it's what we all go through. We go through it in our marriages. We go through it on our jobs, any kind of experience. We will undergo what some have described as the 4-R process. Is, are you there with us? Whoops, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Anyway, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, Bill, good morning. Yeah,
good morning.
It does, and I think... you know, in many ways, I think what our country is doing is we are readjusting. We are looking for somebody who's going to really shake things up. And I think that's why Donald Trump, you know, won in large part because he was offering something distinct and different mm-hmm. from, I think, what a lot of folks have been pushing for on both sides of the aisle. So here in Washington, we're excited about what the new president could bring. And it's going to be certainly unpredictable, and that just makes it more exciting to be a part of this conversation, about part of what's happening.
Are you glad that Trump right out of the gate is going after Obamacare? I mean, I thought he would do it early,
yeah.
But I didn't think that it was going to be his number one issue. But this seems to be the number one plan of attack here.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of it is coming from the rank and file Republicans in the House and in the Senate. I think they got marching orders from folks back home that this is a top issue that needs to be dealt with quickly. And I think that there's something you said about that. You know, I used to work in Congress, Bill, and I can tell you that it's very easy to slow things down, to not actually get anything accomplished if you really do it. And so I think the fact Republicans are doing this right away, I think, is a good sign. I think there's still question marks, Bill, about what will replace Obamacare. But in the meantime, I think this is a good first step.
Well, you and I talked about this. We talked about the call for repeal. But what I wasn't hearing a whole lot of is what we're going to replace it with. And this is what the contrarians are talking about, is saying, okay, you want to repeal it, but what are you going to do? And you run the risk of right now this turkey is all over President Obama's legacy. It belongs to the Democrats. Now, are they going to – they got to be careful they don't do – the Democrats, I guess, in political terms, a favor, and you would know this better than I do, is because you've been there. You take somebody else's problem, now it becomes your problem, and you go, why did I do that?
Right. No, that's exactly right. I think that is an excellent point. In fact, President Obama has basically alluded to what you just said. He's basically saying, look, if Republicans want to make this better and recall it something else, that's fine with me. So he's comfortable, letting Republicans make fixes to it. And then, progressives will still claim credit for it. Mm-hmm. So I think this is where it gets tricky. But at the end of the day, I think there's something to be said, too, about the way the government and the media are describing Obamacare's success. A lot of the numbers that they've put up are really just Medicaid expansion. It's not really because of the Affordable Care Act. And a lot of the times they're relying on surveys and not actually hard numbers. So I think it's important for the listeners too to remember that, the context and the numbers and how they're presented also matters.
Well, it's that common core calculus that they use on the Beltway, where 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2 anymore. I mean, it's some kind of foreign math equation maybe we just need to go back to school on, or just say, they're just, it's the old saying about, figures don't lie. It's the liars that figure, right? We'll talk more about that specifically when we come back with Israel Ortega. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're looking at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah.
music for those that want to get your Fred Astaire or Ginger Rogers on early in the morning. Why not, huh? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Israel Ortega is with us, writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. Was a Capitol Hill staffer for 5 years, so he's got the wounds and the scars to show it and the experience. And he brings that to the conversation as we continue to talk about the latest Obamacare enrollment numbers. You know, you and I have talked about this before, you know, the big question, you know, Jonathan Gruber and the president and everybody, you know, Nancy Pelosi talking about supposedly there were 30 million people that were uncovered. You know, this, we had this big donut hole, and this is what Obamacare was going to satisfy. And I keep asking the questions, you know, from all the people that should know, to say, well, what did we do? How much better have we done with Obamacare in covering the 30 million people that weren't covered? Do we know that yet?
Yeah. Well, you know, so again, so what the White House is telling us is that there are around 20 million people that are covered under Obamacare. But as I was saying before the break, Bill, you know, a lot of these estimates are based on surveys. They're actually not based on what the insurance companies are putting out, which is a little bit misleading. The Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative think tank, I used to work for them. Some of their experts think that the number of folks that are actually covered is not 20 million, but 11 million. Mm-hmm. And of those 11, about 8 million are coming just through Medicaid expansion that is happening at the state level.
Right.
So I think this just goes to show you, you know, that the White House miscalculated. You know, I've talked to folks in Arizona who tell me that it's just too expensive to pay for health insurance. And that's the reality that the White House, I think, wasn't prepared for.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, the White House and the Democrats, they bought into their own propaganda and their own lies. And this is what got them in trouble, if the truth be known, for this last election cycle. This is why they're still, you know, banging their head up against the wall going, what happened? How did they misunderstand us? Well, you can't be lying to people and telling them that it's good when they're living it and they're saying, well, if this is your idea of good, I don't want your good.
Right, exactly. No, you know, it always works out this way. You know, they never sign up, or they never use the government programs. You know, they're the ones pushing it, but they get, you know, the Cadillac, you know, private health insurance with all the bells and whistles, while the rest of the folks, you know, have to, in some cases, you know, some of the people I've interviewed for my stories, you know, they only have one choice, one health insurance company. That's what's happening in Tennessee. And you know, the fact is that it's just too expensive. The central planners in Washington, D.C. did not take into account all the intricacies that are happening at the state level. And I think that's the reality, again, that Democrats, many of them just don't want to admit.
You know, they don't want to admit it. And then it's also a problem when it all becomes who gets credit for something. Who gets blamed? Who gets credit? I mean, this is not going to be the way to solve this problem if we're worried about who gets credit. I mean, this is why Chuck Schumer the other day just drove me nuts. I mean, he was saying, well, there's no way. I mean, the only way that we're going to support Donald Trump is that if he abandons all his conservatives on, you know, the GOP. Like, Schumer has nothing to do with the conservatives, the people that elected him. That's what he's representing, you know.
Right.
He said, well, the only way that we're going to have anything in common is if you walk away. I mean, that's like telling Israel with Palestine, the only way that we're going to support you is that if you go along with Palestine 100%.
Right.
How does that make sense?
It does. And I think that for Democrats, I think that they need to be careful listening to people like Chuck Schumer, because he represents the very, very progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And you've got folks next year like Claire McCaskill, Joe Donnelly, Joe Manchin. These are Republican, these are Democrat senators, excuse me, in very Republican states who are up for re-election next year. And I think that's the problem, that that Democrats could find themselves in a deeper hole if they don't become more pragmatic and more moderate. In doing, you know, and working with Republicans when they can, you know, it's been done before and it could be done again. But some Democrats, I feel like, don't want to do that, and it could be to their own detriment.
Without a doubt. And as we've been saying here, is that the Democrats need to get on board. They need to be part of the solution here. I mean, I understand their party's in disarray and they're a bit dysfunctional right now, but I'm not saying, look, get out of the fetal position, get on the playing field. And I say this as a conservative. I'm not one to say, look, if you guys lost, I'm going to keep my foot on your neck. I think we've already went through 8 years of that kind of silliness. It doesn't work. Okay?
Yeah.
But we need to get together, and we got a lot of weight to lift here. And last time I checked, it's better when two do it as opposed to one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I think, look, under Ronald Reagan, you saw Democrats working with the president then, even more recently with George W. Bush, you saw Democrats working with Republicans. I think that there is something to be said. You know, we just had a national election. There's a window for bipartisanship for Republicans to follow through on some promises, and I don't think that's unheard of. I don't think that would be contradictory to the Democratic Party if they work with Republicans on some key issues like tax reform, for example,
exactly.
Which is a lot of people agree that something has to be done on that.
Well, you know, this president comes in with his, boy, I'll tell you, his plate is full right off the bat. I mean, just dealing with reversing some of these executive orders, he's going to need a rubber stamp here. I think his wrist would get tired on his first day of office just signing all the contra executive orders, you know?
No, and that's great. I think for a lot of Republicans, a lot of people who voted for change, they want that. And I think that's exciting. That's exciting. Republicans are pressing their foot on the gas here because I think there's no other way to do this. So,
how do the Republicans help the cause and solve Obamacare, solve our national health care issue without picking up the Democrats' problem? How do they do that?
A lot of it, I think, needs to devolve back to the states. The biggest lesson for me about Obamacare failure is that this has to be done at the state level. There are different needs at the state level that just simply cannot be accounted for when it's the federal government running the show. You've got health savings accounts that the government can make that easier for folks to save for something that comes up health-wise. Allow folks rather to buy health insurance across state lines the way we do for auto insurance. We got to harness technology. I mean, a lot of these things is that we don't know the price of what we're paying for. And so the more that we can open the sunlight and let folks know what we're paying for in health insurance, that's also going to drive down the cost of healthcare. So I think these are just three things. There are more things, obviously, Bill, but I think right off the bat, these are three things that I would want to do.
Well, I would agree with you is that the state is where we're going to find a lot of the answers. I agree with you. But as a Hill staff, former Capitol Hill staffer, you know that when you get the federal bureaucracy built up, which what this administration, what President Obama did, boy, I'll tell you, you know, as Ronald Reagan said, that's the nearest thing to eternal life this side of heaven.
Yeah, that's true. No. I think you're right. That's a great point. And I think, I'm excited about the Health and Human Services take Tom Price.
Yes.
Because he understands that it has to be coming from the state level. So we'll see, though. I think you're right, because, you know, once some of these folks get in office, in these cushy offices, and, they're running these big agencies, you know, it's easy to lose track of what's important. And I think this is going to be a test for Dr. Price, but also for a lot of these folks who are going and heading up these big agencies. Are you actually going to follow through and make these agencies smaller, or are you going to just kind of, go with the flow?
Unelected officials driven by union objectives. Lord have mercy. You thought we had a lot of fun in Wisconsin. What is it going to be like in D.C. now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
it's
going
to be interesting to watch for sure.
Well, Israel Ortega, is always good to have you with us. We can hope and continue to pray for this administration that they do the right thing. They do not mess this thing up. That's what I said. The Republicans have a great opportunity. Their challenge is just do not mess this thing up. I mean, and Donald Trump, with one mighty tweet, adjusted them pretty quick when they decided they wanted to, kind of lose track of the priority and deal with ethics. The ethics issue, no doubt, needs to be addressed, but you don't want that to be the first thing you talk about, right?
No. Not the way to start the new year.
Exactly.
But it can only go from here.
Israel Ortega, Happy New Year, buddy. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a good one.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide rely on support from their family and friends to help them succeed. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 83% of entrepreneurs receive emotional, operational, and/or financial support from their loved ones. For example, 38% have received funding for their business from family or friends. The support goes beyond financial gifts or loans. More than half of small business owners say they lean on family for emotional support that helps them professionally. Sharon Miller, head of small business for Bank of America, discusses the findings.
Family and friends play a critical role in the success of their loved ones' businesses. They are providing the financial, operational, and emotional support small business owners need to achieve their business goals. Entrepreneurs are grateful for the support and are optimistic about their future growth as a result.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Hey, let us know your thoughts. What do you think about this whole situation? I mean, like everything that is political, that becomes divisive, anything to separate us and to keep the division going on in this country, you know, it just continues. But I would say as much as it would count on any one of us individually, we need to remember where the power is. The power is when we are united. And for self-gain and political interest, I mean, we've had so much of this, and the country, and dare I say, those that need us the most, need the power and the benefit of the United States, have been suffering greatly because we've been out of order. And one of the reasons we've been out of order is because we've been just so doggone disagreeable. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Akash Chugla is with us. Akash is the director of policy at Americans for Prosperity. In his role, he helps coordinate and advocate for many of AFP's state policy efforts, focusing primarily on health care, labor, education, and tax issues. Akash, you know, we were talking a little bit about Obamacare, and I know you wanted to talk about another topic, which we'll get into, which regards, you know, the zoning regulations. But, you know, the 115th Congress has their hands full here. You know, they basically, I mean, if there was a mandate that came out of this past election, it has to do with our health care system. It is broken, and the people want it fixed, don't they?
You're exactly right. And I love the note that you were just finishing on, Bill, when I jumped off a second ago, which is that people demonstrated last November that they simply feel like government is not working for them anymore. It's working for the bureaucrats, working for the very wealthy, for corporations, the well-connected. Obamacare is a perfect example of that. It's causing real harm in people's lives, canceling plans, raising costs, stripping them of access to their doctor. This needs to be a high priority thing for Congress. Donald Trump, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and every other Republican in Congress is united about doing something about this. And it's time we find a new direction that starts with full repeal.
Well, there is so much to choose from, but there's no doubt Donald Trump is a CEO, and with, you know, 140 characters, his tweeting thumbs readjusted Congress very quickly when they first thought that they wanted to deal with ethics. You know, I don't think so, not right now. He's not saying that it's not important, but let's keep our eye on the ball here, right?
That's exactly right. It's time to get back to the priorities of the American people. That means repealing Obamacare. It means fixing our broken tax code, rolling back some of these regulations that are not only harming businesses, slowing the growth of jobs, it's actually making it more difficult to start new businesses, for young people to start businesses and find jobs. These are the priorities that the American people demonstrated last November we need to take charge of. Obamacare is just one of a number of items this 115th Congress will hopefully work with groups like Americans for Prosperity, Donald Trump, and others who want to start moving the country in a free market direction.
Yeah, what you refer to, Akash, in terms of these dreams that have been lying dormant for all these years, and you got these people just wanting to start new businesses, but all these regulations, Obamacare, everything thrown on top of it, it's like, wait a minute, I'd be better off going and starting a new business in Ireland. Why would I want to start one here in the United States?
That's exactly right. There's a stat that's been thrown around the past couple of years that I personally find very, very shocking is, you know, the son of an immigrant as a young person, which is that this is the first time in American history that more businesses are failing than are being started. We are actually losing more businesses than are being started. That is unheard of in the land of opportunity, a place where so many American dreams have been constructed. And it's because of the heavy hand of government, taxes, spending, regulation. It's simply crowding out the ability of innovative, hardworking, smart people to do that. That's something that we need to take charge of right now at the federal level with policy reforms.
Well, the first step was to get a real CEO in place as the president of the United States. This is very refreshing. I mean, the way he talks, he gets it. He understands business. He understands that it is the engine that makes our country go round. And I'll tell you, it's been a long time since I've seen this kind of hope. Talking with my friends with Bank of America and Wells Fargo, they tell me, they go, Bill, we have such increased interest in people coming in and talking about starting small, you know, their small business and finally realizing their dream. They have not heard this. There's been such a cap on it, for the previous decade. So, I think that America can dream again. And this is really exciting, and this enthusiasm that's lying there. I just hope and pray that the GOP and the leadership, and this is on both sides, that they not get silly, they not get so partisan, that they forget what it's all about. It's about we the people, the forgotten man and woman. They spoke and said, hey, look, we know you've forgotten us, and we're gonna nudge you here and let you know that we're here, and we're keeping an eye on you, and let's see how they respond.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bill. And it's not just, you know, it's not just the very wealthy as we talked about. It's not just white or Hispanic or just black community. So people feeling hopeless all across this country, people who are mired in dependence. And I think one of the things that we get caught up in is saying that, you know, these programs, you have all these people dependent on these programs. These are Americans across the country, regardless of race, color, or creed, exactly, who want the opportunity to work and have dignity and, you know, want to earn a life for themselves and their families that haven't had the opportunity to do so. We're going to hold Congress accountable and Americans for Prosperity, hold Donald Trump to his word, that elected officials of all parties from all across the country, federal, state, and local level, are pushing for reforms that allow people the dignity to work and make a life for themselves. That takes free market reforms, getting government out of the way of the American people so they can finally do so.
Boy, there's nothing like productivity. You let people be productive, they start to be happy. Things start moving along, and dare I say that I think you take this lid off, and we're talking, you know, 3-5% GDP here in a very short order, I believe.
No, I think you're exactly right. It's going to take a number of reforms. We've talked about repealing Obamacare, some of these regulations that are just death by a thousand cuts that are making it more expensive, more time-consuming to do business, reforming our tax codes so that we're not punishing wealth. And we're also not dishing out corporate welfare to the well-connected and the wealthy. We have a tax code that's fair, works for everyone, and encourages growth across all industries. labor reforms, education reforms, things that are making it easier to, you know, as we've discussed, start a new business, add jobs, and make America competitive globally again.
Right. Well, you know, this country is too great. It has too much potential. We've beyond the potential, Akash, and we brought this up the other day, is that we've got history. We've done this before. So it's not like we haven't done this and this is the new frontier. You know, we know there's certain mechanics that must be in place, and those mechanics have been violated. They've been squashed and restricted, and this is why we're getting what we get. But now we've got a CEO in the presidency coming here on January the 20th. And, you know, we'll start seeing some business like acumen coming into play that I think will unleash all this potential. The current president, President Obama, is on his goodbye tour, quite touching the other day, yesterday, I should say, when he was talking with the military. He was actually moved. He was very emotional about it. You know, there's some things that he still says that people go, gosh, I just can't track with him. I just can't agree with him. But you found a place to agree with him, and that had to do with his request for local lawmakers to reevaluate zoning regulations. You say that's dead on.
That's exactly right. You know, it's, as you mentioned, it's not easy to find a place for agreement with President Obama, but they seem to have gotten this one right. Mm-hmm. Well, what I was referring to is this past September, right in the heat of the election season, so it kind of got overlooked. The White House put out a report about the damage that overly burdensome zoning regulations and land use regulations that local and state governments impose on people are pricing young people, the poor, minorities, people who need opportunity the most, pricing them out of being able to live in cities where they need to be close to where their opportunity exists. And as you might imagine, this problem of overregulation is just across industries. The president very, very rarely ever actually recognizes it. But with housing, zoning policy having a real impact on people's ability to live in cities and be near where the jobs exist.
Well, you know, and you're spot on with this, and, you know, you can only hope that the rest of them get it, but this is part of the problem, is that when it's, you know, the whole issue of all the impact of these regulations is so convoluted that they don't see the interconnectivity of what one domino falling in one area, how it affects the other dominoes, and it is amazing to me that they're missing that, but this is all part of the problem, isn't it?
You're exactly right, and this is just another example of returning to market principles where people can organize their own community. People can build a
exactly.
life for themselves, and government gets out of the way.
Well, Akash, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity, Akash Chugley, has been with us. Akash, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Yes, the movie capital of the world. We're talking the one, the only, Steve Evans, the movie guy, is with us. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fine. At the risk of sounding a little redundant, Rogue One, a Star Wars story, again, yes. Number one last weekend, $49.6 million over the weekend, and it has made over $425 million in this country alone in the last 17, 18 days. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just... Absolutely. It's been a great year for Disney, hasn't it?
It has been a wonderful year for the Mouse right. House. That's true.
Well, and Sing did good, too, huh?
Sing did well.
As expected.
42.9. That's made $167 million or so. Then we had Moana, another Disney film. That's made $210 million in this country. Why Him? That's a more modest number, only $10.1 million last weekend. And Fences, that one with Denzel, where he cracked the top five, making about $10.5 as well.
Well, you didn't mention Passengers. Did we skip over that, or because I'm showing
that hasn't really
number
been
three?
It hasn't been doing a whole lot. It didn't get great reviews, but I understand that you actually had a chance to see it.
I saw it, and it was and I understand why. It's kind of milquetoasty. It just doesn't quite make it. But
yeah, and it has some big stars. Jennifer Lawrence is in it, and I think it was an expensive movie to produce, but just did not quite capture the public's imagination. And maybe, because we had the Arrival film out, that was out this year, and maybe have captured a bit of that that audience. I don't know.
The storyline itself just didn't quite, it was missing something, you're going in, you're doing this, interplanetary transport, and I thought it started out almost like a Disney ride or something, and you're okay, you're in there, and then somebody wakes up early, and then you get all these other problems.
90 years
going
too
on.
Early, I think.
Yeah. 90 years too early. Could you imagine going? Gosh, for a night, my life is gone. I'm living on this ship that's taking me, and then meanwhile, it's got problems, and it needs to be fixed.
And it sues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, we don't have, we have a couple of movies opening up this weekend, but nothing really huge. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of these movies that are going to be increasing their screens, La La Land being one of them.
Yes. Oh, I love La La Land. That was great.
Yeah.
You loved it, too, and I think it's terrific. In fact, we're now using Big Wave Dave out of Los Angeles for us has done a bunch of bumpers with La La Land music. I mean, you hear it and you want to dance.
You do. I mean,
yeah, and like Scott said, since when have you ever been unhappy dancing, you know, even if you're not a good dancer, you know, and I said, well, that's why they invented strobe lights.
True.
Because if you're dancing with a strobe light, you're John Travolta, man. You just,
right, yeah, at least you look interesting. Yeah,
yeah, you do that. You take on the Billy Crystal attitude, you know, you do the white man's overbite, you know, and you bob your head,
and
strobe light, you're cool.
That's it. You can pull it off. Well, we have a lot of movies because of the Golden Globes and the awards season coming up. We have a lot of movies which are going to be going wide. La La Land being one of them. Manchester by the Sea. Lion, of course, still in theaters. Hacksaw Ridge. Nocturnal Animals. 20th Century Woman. Silence. A lot of these will be adding screens in hopes of generating a little interest. And of course, we do have the Golden Globes coming up on Sunday night, which we can talk about in just a moment. But
I was getting ready to talk about them. Now you got me all excited. But okay, all right.
Okay, I want to mention a couple of movies opening up this weekend. We have Underworld Blood Wars. This is the next installment in this franchise. Underworld Blood Wars follows a vampire death dealer, Celine, played by Kate Beckinsale. I don't know why, probably the paycheck. Anyway, she fends off these brutal attacks from both the Lycan clan and the vampire faction that betrayed her. To tell you the truth, I'm really not up on my underworld vampires. Only 10% of the critics are recommending. However, if you are familiar with this franchise, you should be aware that the next installment is being released this weekend. And then we have a movie called The Monster
Cult. Well, you know, going back on in terms of vampires, and that I think that's what's up next is you know, a vampire talk show. You know, we're just vampires all the time. You know, just keep the vampires.
It would be a late night show.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be a daytime situation.
No. They're just not awake.
Yeah, okay? True. Okay. It shouldn't be. We also have this Monster Calls. This is a really fantastic film. 89% of the critics are recommending. This is visually spectacular. It really is. It's a beautiful film from director J.A. Bayona about this 12-year-old kid, Connor, who is dealing with his mother's illness and a less-than-sympathetic grandmother, who's played by Sigourney Weaver, and a bullying classmate. He finds a most unlikely ally when this monster appears at his bedroom window. Ancient, wild, relentless, this monster guides Connor on a journey of courage, faith, and truth. The monster is played by Liam Neeson. We have Felicity Jones in this, the 12-year-old boy, Lewis McDougall, really doing a great job. 89% of the critics are recommending that one. And then, of course, Hidden Figures is going to go wide this weekend.
Yeah, small exposure, only about 24 theaters. Of course, they make sure one of those are right next to your backyard, so that makes it easy for you.
There is an advantage to living in L.A., that's for sure.
Exactly.
But this probably will crack the top five, probably number three in the country this week, they think. Now, Hidden Figures, 92% of the critics are recommending. This is about, it's a great true story about Katherine G. Johnson, played by Taraji P. Henson, Dorothy Vaughn, who's played by Octavia Spencer, and Mary Jackson, played by Janelle Monáe. A brilliant African-American woman working at NASA who served as the brains behind one of the greatest operations in history, which was the launch of astronaut John Glenn into orbit, which was a stunning achievement back when.
Right.
A couple of things. The movie really points out how segregation was prevalent even in NASA, in some parts of the country, and just how horrible that situation was for a lot of people, and then how precarious the John Glenn flight was. I was around for that flight. I remember the whole thing, and I didn't know that it was quite as dangerous a mission as it actually was.
Right.
Now, you haven't had a chance to see the movie yet, right?
No, I have not, but I think it's rather interesting that this movie would come out right after the passing of John Glenn, don't you think?
Right, and... I mean,
it wasn't orchestrated this way.
It just
brings, like you said, a deeper understanding and appreciation for John Glenn and certainly the hidden figures of these brilliant women who really saved NASA, basically, right?
Right. I mean, they really did because it restored the nation's confidence, turned around the space race, and really galvanized the world. A terrific accomplishment and a tremendous look at the three unsung heroes.
Yes.
These three African-American women. I'd highly recommend it. Okay, you want to talk about the Golden Globes?
Let's go Golden Globes.
All right, well, this is coming up this Sunday night on NBC, 8 o'clock Eastern, hosted by Jimmy Fallon this year. It's always a fun situation. I mean, it's the type of an award show that doesn't take itself too seriously. However, there are some serious implications because this kind of sets up things for later on, for, you know, throughout the award season,
right,
depending upon who wins. The interesting thing about the Golden Globes is that they separate drama and musical comedy, which I think makes all the sense in the world because, you know, how can you compare a dramatic movie and a comedy? I mean, the two are
really
different animals.
Right.
And the other thing is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is comprised of 93 members. So you have 93 members of the foreign press who are voting on these movies. So it is kind of an interesting situation. Let's talk about Best Picture Drama. Here they are. Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, or Moonlight. What do you think?
I got to go with Hacksaw.
Really?
Like Hacksaw. I do. I know. I understand sentiment, Manchester by the Sea, but Hacksaw. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly could do it. We have Mel Gibson directing that. Mm-hmm. That could be his big comeback. Also, Andrew Garfield is getting great reviews for that film. I think it's going to be Manchester by the Sea, but we will see. What about Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy? Here they are. 20th Century Woman, Deadpool, La La Land, Flora Sponsor Jenkins, or Sing Street, which is a terrific small film, which I loved, but I don't think it's going to do it. What do you think?
Right. La La.
I think so, too.
I'm gaga for La La.
Okay. How about Best Actor in a Drama? Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea, Joel Edgerton in a terrific film called Loving, Andrew Garfield for Hacksaw Ridge, Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic, or Denzel Washington in Fences. What do you think?
I got to tell you, I am a Denzel fan. I like Denzel, but I'm Hacksaw prejudice, I guess. Andrew Garfield was just outstanding, you know, in Hacksaw Ridge. I don't know how you leave him out as good and you know, Denzel's good at everything. I mean,
I think Casey Affleck could pull it off too. I think it's going to be a duel between those three.
Yes.
I think, you know, Manchester by the Sea. Casey Affleck,
right,
of course, won Critics' Choice Award, so we'll see how that goes. And then we have Best Actress in a Drama, Amy Adams in Arrival, Jessica Chastain in Miss Sloane, Isabel Huppert in a movie called Elle, which very few people had a chance to see, but she got great reviews. Ruth Negga in a movie called Loving, and Natalie Portman in Jackie.
Hmm. I'll tell you, I'll leave that one up to you. Natalie Portman did a great job as Jackie.
She did.
Was really impressed with her.
I think she's the odds-on favorite.
Do you think so? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, Pearls for everybody. Yeah.
Then we have Best Actor in a Musical or a Comedy. This is being billed as the Duel of the Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ryan Gosling in La La Land and Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool. Also Colin Farrell in a movie, a very strange movie called The Lobster. Hugh Grant and Florence Foster Jenkins and Joni Hill in War Dogs. I think Ryan has it. Ryan Gosling.
I'm with you. That's I'm gaga for Lala. I thought he did a terrific job.
So we'll find out coming up on Sunday night, and we'll talk about the results coming up next week. Have a great week.
Hey, why not? Steve, the movie guy, we'll see you at the Cineplex. We got plenty to talk about. You got some movies there that we haven't had a chance to see either that we're going to get back, but Hidden Figures on my list. So bring plenty of popcorn. We'll see you there at the Cineplex. Steve, the movie guy from Hollywood, California. Steve-O, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention.